And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 26th of May, 2014. It's Memorial Day, the first Memorial Day held May 30th, 1868, known as Decoration Day. It came from a long Southern tradition of honoring the dead, decorating the gravesites with flowers in late spring or early summer. Families would gather in cemeteries for dinner on the ground. They would spread their tablecloths on the grass and bring out their best china for a potluck meal. Arranged the flowers on the graves. They sang hymns, they held baptisms, and they prayed, a practice still common in the South. On this day in 1868, memorial events were held at 183 cemeteries in 27 states. There were 5,000 at Arlington National Cemetery, decorating the graves of more than 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers who were buried there. It's the birthday of Miles Davis, born Alton, Illinois, 1926. His father was an oral surgeon. He grew up in a nice home in East St. Louis. Family also owned a ranch down in Arkansas. He was about 7 or 8 years old when he started listening to a radio show. It came on at 8:45 in the morning, a 15-minute show called Harlem Rhythms. And a few years later, he picked up the trumpet and began to play. He was playing professionally by the age of 15. It's the birthday of Sally Ride, born Los Angeles, 1951. She was good at math and science. She was also an athletic kid. She became a pretty good tennis player, thought about turning pro. Went to Stanford, which had a good tennis team. Graduated with degrees in physics and English. Applied for the astronaut program at NASA and was accepted, worked as an engineer at NASA, and joined the crew of the 1983 Challenger mission. She became the first woman in space. Spent 6 days in space, and when she landed, she said, "The thing that I'll remember most about the flight is that it was fun. In fact, I'm sure it was the most fun that I will ever have in my life." She said, "The view of Earth is absolutely spectacular, and the feeling of looking back and seeing your planet is just an amazing feeling. You can look at Earth's horizon and see this really, really thin royal blue line right along the horizon, and you realize it's Earth's atmosphere and that that's all there is of it, and it's about as thick as the fuzz on a tennis ball, and it's everything that separates us from the vacuum of space." Here's a poem for today by William Stafford, How to Regain Your Soul. Come down Canyon Creek Trail on a summer afternoon, that one place where the valley floor opens out. You will see the white butterflies because of the way shadows come off those vertical rocks in the west. There are shafts of sunlight hitting the river and a deep, long, purple gorge straight ahead. Put down your pack. Above, air, sighs, the pines. It was this way when Rome was clanging, when Troy was being built, when campfires lighted caves. The white butterflies dance by the thousands in the still sunshine. Suddenly, anything could happen to you. Your soul pulls toward the canyon and then shines back through the white wings to be you again. A poem by William Stafford, How to Regain Your Soul, from The Darkness Around Us is Deep, published by Harper Perennial. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.